Hey Vikings fans, what's up? We're at the Team Hotel in Jacksonville, Florida, getting ready for the Vikings-Jaguars game tomorrow. I'm with Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, checking out his depth chart. We just talked to Captain Munnerlyn. That will be the weekly hotel interview that will be up on Vikings.com. So if you want to hear from the best nickel corner in the league, go to the website or the Vikings app and check that out. We had a little discussion with him right here at the Team Hotel. Paul, what you looking at?
Looking at the ways the Vikings potentially can move the ball and or score against a pretty good defense, a defense with a lot of talent and a lot of speed. You know, I think turnover differential, the take given this game is going to be really big. You know, it's big weekly. You got final score, and then you have take give, like who won the turnover differential. But Jacksonville is minus 40 in the turnover differential since 2013, last in the NFL. Meanwhile, since Mike Zimmer's been coach of the Vikings, Minnesota's plus 17 since 2014, which is seventh best in the NFL. So, I mean, you know, here we are in game 13. Jacksonville is minus 18, last in the NFL in the take give. That's going to be big tomorrow.
Yeah, now, generally speaking, when you get a turnover, when you take the ball away from the other team, there's a good shot you're going to have a short field. A couple of times, in fact, the Vikings have started in the red zone after a takeaway. We haven't always been able to punch it into the end zone in those situations. So who on our roster can step up to help us have some better red zone scoring?
I'm thinking Stephon Diggs is going to have a big game tomorrow, maybe even in the red zone off what you just said. And, you know, with the Vikings averaging 19.4 points per game, Minnesota's on a four-game road losing streak. And during that time, we've averaged 12 points a game. So if you want to go to the playoffs, with all due respect, that's absolutely unacceptable. I mentioned Diggs. He's 194 yards shy of 1,000 receiving yards. Last Vikings player to have at least 1,000 receiving yards was?
Sidney Rice, 09.
In what year?
09.
Yep, he finished with 1,312. So Diggs is going to get there. He ain't going to get 194 tomorrow, specifically against this defense, but I think Diggs is going to be big in this game, maybe in the red zone.
You know, when you look at the Vikings defense, a lot of household names for Vikings fans, Anthony Barr, Linval Joseph, Harrison Smith, who won't play in this game, Xavier Rhodes has become that. But how about defensive end Daniil Hunter? He's really starting to step up and have a big game. He's had a sack in 8 of 12 games this season, Daniil Hunter.
Yeah, he's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, on my radio show, 9 to noon, KFAN, Home for the Vikings, you know, I've kind of gone back and forth with some people a little bit in that, you know, I can argue the Vikings have the best overall defensive line in the NFL. Now, Seattle's defensive ends have more sacks than the Vikings' defensive ends, but it's only by like one and a half, maybe two. So it's Seattle, it's Vikings, maybe somebody else in there I'm not thinking of right now. Daniil Hunter is a major, major part of that. And he's coming on strongly at the right time. Those two sacks against Dallas were big. Daniil Hunter's fantastic.
This is the final stretch of the season. The Vikings have four games to go. They play the Colts next week, the Packers after that, and they close the season with the Bears. For all those games to matter and matter a lot, the Vikings have to win in Jacksonville. That game is going to be tomorrow. This is only our second trip to this stadium in like 8 years. The last time we played here was 2008. What do you remember about this environment and this building?
When we were here in 2008, there are three things that I remember. One, the Vikings won the game, which was cool. Secondly, there was a moment in the game where Maurice Jones-Drew, running back for the Jags, told Chad Greenway, "You are the worst first-round pick in the history of the NFL." And Greenway pointed up to the scoreboard and said, "That may be true, but you might have the worst team in the history of the NFL because we're beating you." And thirdly, their former coach, Jack Del Rio, was so incensed at the Jaguars early in that game when the Vikings opened up two scores early. He called a timeout, and he pulled his entire team about 15 yards off the sidelines and went to berating them in second to none fashion. So it Vikings won here last time, and hopefully they win tomorrow.
Well, that's it from here. We have an alumni event to get to tonight just down the road, so we're going to do that. We're going to wake up early tomorrow, have some coffee, go to the stadium, watch the Vikings win. We hope you take it all in on the Vikings app. We hope you listen to the game on the Vikings radio network. Paul Allen will have the call along with Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman, and Ben Lieber. Kickoff noon Central Time. Don't miss it. And then make sure you catch all of our coverage after the game, because we'll have all of it wall-to-wall coverage of the Vikings as they hopefully start a winning streak to close this season.